Lord, we thank you again for your goodness and kindness. We marvel at the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主，我们再次感谢你的恩慈和良善，我们谢谢你对我们，我们纪念你对我们的爱。
The simple story is that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
一个简单的事实就是，当我们还是罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
And we are so thankful for that.
我们对此非常非常的感恩。
And now, Lord, those of us who've come to our Savior for forgiveness, look forward to the future and all the blessings you have in store for us.
主，我们这些接受耶稣基督做救主的人，我们也特别的盼望在一切藏在他里面的祝福和未来您的给我们的恩赐。
And so our prayer in all of these studies is that by the grace of God, we will learn the prophetic truths that you would like us to know so that we can be comforted and we can be zealous about our Lord's work at this time.
我们的祈求就是借着我们学习这预言的知识您能够安慰我们，也让我们能够更为您的工而热心。
So bless us now, we pray, and we just commit our time to you in Jesus' name.
我们祈求您祝福我们，我们也把这时间交在您的手上，奉基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, good morning or good evening, as the case may be. A wide Pacific Ocean separates many of us.
这个广袤的太平洋哈，把我们分在大洋两岸，所以我祝大家晚上好，或者是早上好。
But we can gather around the throne all the saints in the world at one time.
但是我们所有在全地的圣徒呢，都可以在同一时间聚集在主的宝座前。
That's the great privilege of being one in the Spirit.
我们在圣灵里是合为一的，这是我们极大的一个荣幸。
So this evening we're going to look at some more prophetic events that take place after the tribulation period.
我们今天呢要查考一些在大灾难以后将要发生的预言中的一些事情。
We spent the last 2 weeks on the Olivet Discourse, where the Lord gives a chronology of that 7-year period of the Great Tribulation.
我们过去的两周呢，一直在学习主在那个橄榄山上的教导，就是关于整个七年大灾难时期将要发生的事件，按照时间的顺序记述的。
And at the end of that Great Tribulation, the Lord appears on earth.
在这大灾难的末期呢，神主耶稣呢就显现在这地上了。
But where is the church during that period of the Great Tribulation?
在这个七年灾难的时候，教会在哪里呢？
The bride of Christ has been kept from that great hour of trial which came upon the whole earth.
这个教会就是新娘啊，羔羊的新娘，在这临到地上的灾难来到之前，她就已经被从地上取去了。
Turn with me to Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10.
我们翻到启示录的三章十节。
The Lord Jesus is speaking to the church at Philadelphia.
这是主在跟腓拉铁腓的教会说话。
He says, because you have kept my word or my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth.
第十节，三章十节，你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在普天下人受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。
Now the word kept there. It means to be kept from any loss, any injury.
这里这个保守这个词啊，是说让你免去任何的伤害，任何的损失。
The preposition says that they would be kept out of the trial.
嗯，对，这意思呢，就是他会不会经历这个试炼，是会逃脱这个试炼的。
And the Greek also says that it is a continual state. They will be continually kept out of that trial that is comes upon the whole world.
嗯，而且这个希腊这个原文这个词呢，是一个持续的状态，就是他一直会持续的保守他不经历这个临在地上的这个巨大的灾难。
So that's a promise that was made by the Lord Jesus to the church.
嗯。所以这个是神给教会的一个应许。
And he also, if you look in that passage, there are three times he mentions the word kept.
嗯，当我们读这一段的时候呢，我们发现他三次都用了保守这个词。
And he says in verse 8, I know your work. Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
哦，一个是第八节。
I know your works. See, I have set before you an open door, and no one can shut it. For you have a little strength, have kept my word, and have not denied my name.
我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看哪，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。
They had been born again by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, and they had kept that Word, and it brought forth fruit.
他们是因着神的道而重生的，而且他们也持守了神的道。
Now that's the same word that is used down in verse 10, where it's, where it's used two times there.
在十节里面用了两遍这个词。
Because they kept the word, they kept the word of the Lord's coming. They guarded it in their hearts.
一个就是他这里说的，既遵守我忍耐的道，就是他们把主的这个道存在心里，保护这个道。
Now this is not conditional in the sense that only those who keep the word are going to be kept from the trial.
但这个不是一个条件，不是说那些遵守了他的忍耐的道的人呢，才能够保守他们免去试炼。
Because he puts this in the past tense, because you have kept the word of my patience.
So Eric, it is a condition or it is not a condition?
It's not conditional because he says they have already kept my word. I'm going to keep them out of the trial.
所以他这不是一个条件，是他这个遵守我忍耐的道是一个过去的动词，就是他已经遵守了我的道，现在呢，我要保守你免去你的试炼，是这样一个逻辑关系。
And we go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 9.
我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章九节。
Where we read, For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。
Our appointment has been made that the Lord is coming for us, and we are not appointed to the wrath which will come upon the whole world.
所以我们期盼的，给我们的预定呢，是要主耶稣基督来提我们教会，不是为我们而来，而不是我们所预定的不是要受这个将要临到这个世界的刑罚。
In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10, again,The church is kept from the trial, not kept through the trial.
所以刚才那个启示录的三章十节里面，他说是保守你免去试炼，而不是说在试炼当中保守你。
To be kept entirely out of that trial. They won't experience that trial because they'll be with Christ in heaven.
而是说他们完全不会进到这个试炼当中，是完全免除了这个试炼，因为他们会在天上跟基督在一起。
Now we have a picture of that in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里呢也有这样一个预表。
The great flood was a great judgment that came upon the whole world.
那大洪水呢就是临到全地的一个审判。
And there was a one man named Enoch who was kept out of the judgment. God took him before judgment came.
然后有一个人叫挪亚，主呢就在这个大洪水灾难来之前呢就把他提到，就是让他进到了方舟里面，他就免去了这个大洪水的审判。
We read in the New Testament that Enoch was translated so he wouldn't see death.
哦，我刚说错了，不是挪亚，是以诺。以诺在大洪水来之前，他就完全就是活着就被提到天上去了。
And he wouldn't see the judgment of the flood.
他根本就没有看见这个大洪水的审判。
And so Enoch is a type of the church for us as a picture.
所以以诺呢就是教会，就是我们的一个预表。
Now Noah, on the other hand, was preserved through the judgment, which is a type of Israel in the tribulation period.
那挪亚呢，他就是以色列这个民族的代表了，他是神保守他经过了这个大洪水的灾难。
So those two pictures give us an illustration of the truth of the church and Israel in the tribulation period.
所以这两个预表呢，就是以诺和挪亚的预表，就分别代表了教会和以色列在这个 大灾难这个审判上所要发生的，临到他们的事情。
Now at the end of the 7-year tribulation period, the Lord Jesus is going to return visibly from the skies to the earth.
所以在大灾难末期的时候呢，主耶稣呢会以人能看见的形式呢从天上来到地上。
In Revelation chapter 1 verse 7, it says that every eye is going to see him.
启示录的一章七节啊，他说众目要看见他，一章七节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 7.
启示录一章七节。
Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, that is the tribe of the nation of Israel. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him, even so. Amen.
看哪，他驾云降临，众目要看见他，连刺他的人也要看见他，地上的万族都要因他哀哭，这话是真实的，阿们。
And his bride is going to follow him out of heaven.
所以他的新娘呢会跟着主耶稣从天上一起来到地上的。
Turn to Revelation chapter 19.
我们翻到启示录的十九章。
And we read at verse 7.
读第七节。
And let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, or that is the marriage feast has come, because we learned that the marriage had already taken place in heaven.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。这个婚娶呢，应该理解为是婚宴，因为这个婚礼呢，已经举办过了。
And we understand that because now the church is called his wife, has made herself ready.
为什么呢？因为这个时候他已经叫教会是新妇了，已经叫他妻子了，就说明这个婚礼呢已经举行过了。
Now we'll look at her wedding dress.
而且我们看看他身上穿的这个婚礼的礼服。
And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
就是第八节， 就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Then as we go further on down in that passage, we read in verse 11 that I saw the heaven opened.
我们再往下看十一节，我观看见天开了。
And behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns.He had a name written that no one knew except himself, and he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God.
有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己，没有人知道，他穿着溅了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道。
We make no mistake, that is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
在这点我们不会出错，这个绝对就是主耶稣基督自己。
And then it says he's accompanied in verse 14 by the armies of heaven.
我们看看十四节，他说跟他在一起的是谁呢？是天上的众军。
And there they are. That's the church we read about in verse 8.They are clothed in fine linen, white and clean, and they follow him on white horses.
这个众军呢，就是第八节的所说的那个教会，因为他也穿着这个，他说他穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他，就是第八节穿的那个光明洁白的细麻衣。
And so, in Jude, verse 14.
再看犹大书，就启示录前面的一卷书十四节
，Where we read that Enoch had prophesied, and he says, "Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints."
亚当的七世孙以诺曾预言这些人说：“看哪，主带着他的千万圣者降临。”
So the bride, the church, comes with Christ to.Judge the earth.
所以呢，这个教会就是新娘啊，是跟着基督一起来审判这个全地的。
And the angels of God will also accompany them. We read that in 2 Thessalonians, which we won't turn to.
另外还有谁呢？就是天上的天使，神的天使也会跟着一起来。这是帖撒罗尼迦后书里面记载的，我们就不翻到那里去读了。
And his feet are going to touch.When the Lord Jesus comes, his feet are going to touch down on the very spot where he ascended up to heaven on the Mount of Olives.
他来的时候呢，他的脚啊就会踩在同一个地点，这个地点呢就是当时他升天去的那个地点，他现在回来的时候，他依然要脚踩在原来升天去的那个地点。
There we read that.
就是橄榄山上。
We read that in Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 4.
我们可以在撒迦利亚书的十四章的四节里面看到。撒迦利亚书十四章四节。
And in that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east.And the Mount of Olives shall be split in two from east to west, making a large, very large valley, and so on.
撒迦利亚书十四章四节啊，那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上，这山必从中间分裂，自东至西成为极大的谷。
There's going to be at that time there's going to be a great judgment on all those who have rejected the gospel.
所以那个时候呢，会有一个极大的审判，是来审判那些拒绝福音的人的。
And then in the book of Second Thessalonians, we read that he overthrows the Antichrist.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书呢，我们也读到他会战胜那个敌基督。
And then both the beast and the false prophet are going to be thrown into the lake of fire.Hello? I guess we'll have to wait for Yan Ling to return. I think she'll be back with us in a moment. There she is.
Oh, what happened?
I'm not sure what happened.
I left, yeah?
You left, you did, yes.
I don't know what happened. Okay, let's go.
We miss you very much. Okay, so then both the beast and the false prophet are going to be thrown into the lake of fire at that time.
就是那个兽和那个假先知都会被丢在火湖里面，在这个审判上。
That's Revelation chapter 19.
这是记载在启示录十九章里面。
And verses 20.
二十节。
And 21.
和二十一节。
Just read it in the Mandarin, please.
Okay, 我给大家用中文读一下。那兽被擒拿，那在兽面前曾行奇事，迷惑受印记和拜兽像之人的假先知，也与兽同被擒拿。他们两个就活活的被扔在烧着硫磺的火湖里，其余的被骑白马者口中出来的箭杀了，飞鸟都吃饱了他们的肉。
And then we read in chapter 20 next.We read that Satan is going to be bound in chains in the bottomless pit for the next 1,000 years.
接下去发生一件事呢，就是二十章里面一开头说的，撒旦呢会被一条大链子锁起来，锁在这个无底坑里面1,000年。
And then all Israel is going to be saved, those that have survived the tribulation.
那以色列全家都会得救，就是那些在大灾难当中活下来的人，他们都会得救。
We'll look at an Old Testament scripture, Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们看一下旧约的经文啊，就是耶利米书31章。
And reading from verse 8.
从第八节开始读。
And read verses 8 to 11, please, in Mandarin, just for the sake of time.
OK, 我们时间的关系啊，我用中文给大家读。我必将他们从北方领来，从地极招聚，同着他们来的有瞎子、瘸子、孕妇、产妇，他们必成为大邦，回到这里来。他们要哭泣而来，我要照他们恳求的引导他们，使他们在河水旁走正直的路，在其上不至半跌。因为我是以色列的父，以法莲是我的长子。列国啊，要听耶和华的话。传扬在远处的海岛说，赶散以色列的必招聚他，又看守他，好像牧人看守羊群。因耶和华救赎了雅各，救赎他脱离比他更强之人的手。
So all of Israel is going to be saved there. And you can read many portions of the Old Testament that talk about the salvation of Israel during that time when the Lord comes.
所以我们从旧约的还有很多的这个经文的片段里面都可以读到在主再来的时候呢，以色列的全家都要得救。
And then please turn to Romans chapter 11.
我们现在翻到罗马书的十一章。
And reading from verse 25.
从二十五节开始读。
This is one of the greatPurposes of the judgments that God will bring at the end of the age is to purify the nation Israel and bring them into the promises that he gave them through Abraham.
所以这个是主的重要的目的之一啊，就是要把以色列家全部都洁净了，然后把他应许给亚伯拉罕的这个土地啊，应许就赐给他们。
Verse 25.
25节。
For I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的。 等到外邦人的数目贴满了。
And that's been the case down through the church ages that Israel existing as a scattered people, they've been blinded to the truth.
这就是过去啊将近两千年的教会时代所发生的事情，就是以色列人被分散到全地，而且他们在真理上是眼瞎的。
But it's only a blindness in part because many Jews have trusted their Messiah and come to believe in the Lord Jesus.
当然它只是其中一部分眼瞎，因为还是有很多以色列犹太人呢，他们是信靠了耶稣基督做他们的救主，他们就重生得救了。
And their blindness, through their blindness and crucifying their Savior, that opened the door for us Gentiles.
因为他们正是因为他们的眼瞎，然后他们钉死了他们的救这个弥赛亚，然后这个救恩的门呢才向我们外邦人打开。
And that's God's another mystery of God is the mystery of the church that is made up of both Jew and Gentile.
所以这个就是神在旧约隐藏的这个教会的奥秘，这教会呢是由犹太人和外邦人共同组成的。
But the church is mostly made up of Gentile believers.
但是教会呢大部分人数还是由外邦人组成的。
So therefore, that's why he uses that phrase, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in.
所以这就是为什么他这里面用这个外邦等到外邦人的数目填满了。
But once that church is complete, and once the fullness of the Gentiles have been finished, then we read in verse 26, so all Israel will be saved.
等到教会所有的人都该得救的人都得救了，外邦人的数目填满了以后呢，我们就读到26节，于是以色列全家都要得救。
And then he quotes makes a quote from Isaiah, says, as it is written, the deliverer will come out of Zion and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob.
然后接着他就引用了以赛亚书的一个预言，他说必有一位救主从锡安出来，要消除雅各家的一切罪恶。
So all Israel is going to be saved.
所以以色列全家都要得救。
And then he's also going to bring all the nations, before him to judge them.
然后他也要把外邦的各国呢都带到他的面前来接受他的审判。
And there will be some who will be taken for judgment as we read last week. Two will be in a field. One will be taken, the other will be left.
这个就是我们上星期已经读到的，就是如果田里有两个人，一个被取去，一个被撇下，推磨的两个女人，一个被撇去，一个被取去，一个被撇下。
That is, some will be taken for judgment, and others will be left to go into the kingdom.
他的意思呢就是有的人要被取去接受审判，那有的人要留下进入千禧年。
And what is the basis of that judgment?
这个审判的基础是什么呢？
Well, we read in Matthew chapter 25 that it was the way they treated the Jews who brought the gospel of the kingdom during the tribulation period, how they treated the messengers.
这个审判的基础呢就是在大灾难的时候犹太人把带着福音到他们那里的时候，他们是怎么对待这些犹太人的，他们对待犹太人的态度决定了他们该受怎么样的审判。
The Lord Jesus would say to them, inasmuch as we're going to have to look at that.
Get it under one of the least of my disciples.
Yes. Thank you. Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me.
他说这些事你做在我这弟兄中最小的一个身上，就是做在我身上了。
And they're going to say, well, Lord, when did we do that to you?
因为他们问说，我们什么时候再把这些事做到你身上了呢？
And he's going to tell them, inasmuch you did it to one of these least of my brethren, you did it to me.
嗯，所以他主就告诉他们，你在这个我的弟兄中最小的一个人身上做了这个事，就是对我做了这些事了。
So there will be the judgment of the nations, and everyone is going to have to come and stand before him.
嗯，所以在那个时候也会有这个外邦列国的审判，每个人都要站在他的面前。
Some to be taken for judgment, others to be welcomed into the kingdom.
嗯，有些呢会被取去审判，有些呢是欢迎他们进到了这个新的神的国度，就是千禧年里面。
And at that time, the martyrs of the tribulation period are going to be resurrected.
嗯，那个时候呢，在大灾难当中殉道的那些人呢，他们会复活。
And we read that in Revelation chapter 20.
这个是在启示录二十章里面可以读到的。
And verse 4.
第四节。
And I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgment was committed to them. They who are sitting on the throne, of course, that's the church again is mentioned there, because the promise was made that we would reign with Christ.
四节，我又看见几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。那么坐在宝座上的是谁呢？就是教会，因为教会曾经被应许，他要和基督一起作王。
And then in the rest of verse 4, he says, Then I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded for their witness to Jesus and for the word of God.Who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received his mark on their foreheads or on their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years.
嗯，我们看这一节的后半部分啊，我又看见那些因为给耶稣做见证，并为神之道被斩者的灵魂，和那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之人的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1,000年。
And then after this, then the Lord Jesus now is the rightful king, and he establishes his kingdom on earth.
在这些事情都发生做完了以后呢，现在主耶稣基督就是这合法的王了，他要开始建立他的国度了。
Now that kingdom, or the kingdom of Christ, is that kingdom over which he reigns.And where he is accepted as the rightful ruler.
那这个国度呢，就是基督的国度呢，就是一切尊他为王，接受他的统治的人组成的。
Now, we can enter that kingdom right now by receiving Christ as Lord and Savior.
我们现在呢，就可以借着我们接受耶稣基督做我们的救主来进入这个国度。
And then we are born again into the family of God.
而且我们也是重生进到了神的家里面。
And then, so we can become part of his eternal kingdom over which he's always ruled.
嗯，我们就进到了他那个永恒的国度里面，在永恒的国度里面，基督一直都是作王的，永远都作王。
Turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 10.
我们翻到耶利米书的十章十节。
But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and the everlasting King.
唯耶和华是真神，是活神，是永远的王。
And so he's always reigned in heaven.
他永远都在天上作王掌权。
However, the kingdoms of this world must become his kingdom in the future.
对，虽然神一直在天上作王掌权，但在将来我们这地上也要成为他掌权的地方，掌权的国度。
The kingdoms that are ruling now are under the authority of Satan.
我们这地上现在是在这个撒旦的权势之下的。
And so they must become the kingdoms of Christ in order that he may rule on earth.
所以将来有一天他一定也要成为基督的国度啊，因为他要在这地上统治。
And so he will demonstrate his perfect government upon the earth, where once he was rejected, he is going to rule supreme.
所以他要在这地上显明他公义的统治，他曾经在这里被拒绝，那现在呢他要回来掌权了。
Now turn to Revelation chapter 20. Again.
我们现在翻到启示录二十章。第八章。
That kingdom is going to reign, that kingdom is going to be there for 1,000 years. It's going to last 1,000 years.
Which verse?
Revelation chapter 2, or 20. Well, in this chapter, we read about 1,000 years.
Oh,
I think a number of times over.
Okay. 我们在这里二十章里面反复的读到1,000年，1,000年啊，这就是耶稣作王的1,000年。
It says in verse 5 of chapter 20. Let's read verse 3.
我们先看第三节。
So Satan is cast into the bottomless pit and shut him up, set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. And after these things, he must be released for a little while.
扔在无底坑里，将无底坑关闭，用印封上，使他不得再迷惑列国，等到那1,000年完了，以后必须暂时释放他。
And then again, we read about 1,000 years, verse 4.
所以我们刚才看到第三节有一个1,000年，第四节呢还有这1,000年，也提到这1,000年。
Where the martyrs, they're going to live. They're going to reign with Christ for 1,000 years.
就这些曾经殉道的人，他们要复活与基督一同作王1,000年。
And then in verse 5, we read that the dead who were not raised are going to be judged after 1,000 years.
第五节里面也说，其余的死人还没有复活，只等那1,000年完了。
And so then, that 1,000 year period is often called the millennium.
所以这里面反复提到的这1,000年呢，就是我们所称的千禧年这个时期。
And we'll be looking at the events following the millennium in a few minutes.
我们等一会儿呢会讲这个千禧年以后发生的事情。
Now the world has yet to experience the conditions that are going to be in the millennium.
我们现在这地上的人呢还从来没有经历过将来在千禧年的时候要处于的那种状态。
Let's look at some of these conditions that we find in the scriptures.
我们现在看看圣经里怎么描述千禧年的时候这地上。
It'll be a wonderful time of peace and security and joy.
那是一个会是一个非常和平安全喜乐的这么样的一个状态一个时期。
Turn to Micah chapter 4.
我们翻到弥迦书的四章。
Micah.
弥迦书小先知书弥迦书的四章。
Micah chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4.
三节和四节。
Here we read about the Lord when he comes.
这里面就讲到主再来会发的时候会发现发生的情况。
He shall judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off. Then they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. But everyone shall sit under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid, for the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken.
他必在多国的民中施行审判，为远方强盛的国断定是非。他们要将刀打成犁头，把枪打成镰刀。这国不举刀攻击那国，他们也不再学习战士，人人都要坐在自己葡萄树下和无花果树下，无人惊吓。这是万军之耶和华亲口说的。
And the earth is going to be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, Habakkuk says.
哈巴古书描述的是呢，对耶和华的知识啊，要像水遍满地面一样，水遍满海洋一样，充满这地。
And also Isaiah chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章也描述了。
And verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 6.
Well, 从第六节开始。
Read from verse 6.
Okay, 我们从第六节开始读。豺狼必。
You
go ahead.
Yeah, the wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play by the cobra's hole.
豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊并肥畜同群，小孩子要牵引他们。牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口。
So violence will be gone, and replaced by wonderful harmony and peace, even in the animal kingdom.
所以所有地上的暴力呢都会结束，是完全地上是充满了和平和和谐的，即使在动物的世界里面也是这样的。
The curse is going to be removed.
咒诅就完全被去除了。
When the Lord cursed the earth for Adam's sin, that curse is going to be removed completely.
因为亚当犯罪的时候，神给这地的咒诅啊，在那个时候就完全的去除了。
And we read in another place that the plowman is going to overtake the reaper.
我们在别的地方也读过，就是人会手拿这个毒蛇。也不会遭害。
In other words, they won't have time to reap it all before it's time to plant again.
刚才翻译的不对，他是说他们收割要到耕种到播种的时候，播种以后呢，就紧接着就是他们都没有时间，中间都没有空档的时间了。
And then in verse 9 we read, "They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain."For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
第九节，在我圣山的遍处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
Sorrow is going to be gone. There'll be no more sorrow.
再也没有忧伤了，忧伤这件事就过去了。
In Isaiah 51 and verse 11, we read,
以赛亚书的五十一章十一节。
We read that sorrow is going to be replaced with joy and singing.
他这里面说忧伤呢就会被欢乐和歌唱所代替。
It says, so the ransomed of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with singing, with everlasting joy on their heads.They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away.
51章11节，以赛亚书，耶和华救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到西安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐，忧愁叹息尽都逃避。
And then turn to Isaiah chapter 65.
我们再翻到以赛亚书的65章。
And verse 20.
20节。
No more shall an infant from there live but a few days, nor an old man who has not fulfilled his days, for the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed.
其中必没有数日夭亡的婴孩，也没有寿数不满的老者，因为百岁死的乃算孩童，有百岁死的罪人算被咒诅。
In other words, what the prophet is saying is that a man of 100 years old will still be considered a young man, a youth.
所以这里面的意思就是100岁的老人呢，还是被人看作是一个年轻人。
The people of that time in the millennium will live to a great age.
所以在千禧年的时候呢，人们的岁数都特别特别的长。
Now, the Lord Jesus, he's rightfully the King of the Jews, and he's going to rule over the Jews on the earth.
主耶稣呢，就是合法合理的是犹太人的王，而且他也要统治全地。
Right now, there's a big war on, they've signed a truce, a ceasefire, but the land of Israel today has disputed.
所以刚刚过去的几天啊，是有一个以色列的局部的战争，他们刚刚也签了一个停火的协议，所以现在以色列的这块地方呢，依然是充满争议的。
And the land of Israel today that is occupied by the Jew is actually very, very small.
现在在以色列这块地上啊，犹太人所占领的土地呢，其实是非常少的。
But what was promised to them, was a very big country.
但是神给应许给他们的土地呢，其实是一个非常大的国家。
That was promised through Abraham. Many 4,000 years ago, Abraham was given a promise by God.
这是在4000年以前啊，神就给亚伯拉罕的一个应许，就告诉他这块土地啊，多大的一块土地给他。
Turn back to Genesis chapter 15.
我们翻到创世纪的15章。
And verse 18.
18节。
On Genesis 15:18. On the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates.
18节，当那日耶和华与亚伯兰立约说，我已赐给你的后裔，从埃及河直到幼发拉底大河之地。
Now that,land then would go from the river Nile to the river Euphrates.
所以说呢，也就这块地呢，要从尼罗河直到幼发拉底河这么大。
That would be portions of Egypt, all of Palestine, all of Edom, all of what we now know as Syria, and Jordan, and Iraq.Right to the river Euphrates will be all of Israel's land.
也就是说现在的一部分的埃及，然后全部的巴勒斯坦，全部的以东，全部的约旦，叙利亚，今天的叙利亚，还包括伊拉克，都在其中之内，一直到幼发拉底河。
Now that was a long time ago that he made promise. But then he reaffirmed it in the New Testament in a couple of places. Ezekiel chapter 36.
所以这个是在很多年前啊，就是 跟亚伯拉罕立约的，然后他又在旧约的其他地方呢又坚立了这个约。我们翻到以西结书的36吗
？Yes, Ezekiel 36.
36章，以西结书36章。
And verse 28.
28节。
Then you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people, and I will be your God.
你们必住在我所赐给你们列祖之地，你们要做我的子民，我要做你们的神。
And Israel, in that, during the millennial period, Israel is going to be the head of the nations, rather than what they are today, the tail of the nations.
所以在千禧年的时候呢，以色列会做万国之首，而不是现在呢做万国之尾的状态了。
Israel can't even defend itself from rockets being fired into it without everybody else getting into the act. All the other nations.
现在以色列甚至都不能保护自己啊，他都不能去守住他跟他已经立的这个合约。
So in a sense, they're the tail of the nations now.
所以现在呢，他只能算作万国的之末啊，万国之尾。
But when they come into the millennial kingdom, they're going to be a blessing to the nations, and they're going to rule over them, supreme over the nations.
但是在千禧年的时候呢，以色列呢会成为万国的祝福，他会超过他有超出万国之上的超然的地位。
Look at Zechariah chapter 8.
再翻到撒迦利亚书的八章。撒迦利亚书八章。
And verse 13.
13节。
And it shall come to pass that just as you were a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so I will save you and you shall be a blessing. Do not fear, let your hands be strong.
13节，犹大家和以色列家呀，你们从前在列国中怎样成为可咒诅的，照样我要拯救你们，使人称你们为有福的，你们不要惧怕，手要强壮。
And Jerusalem is going to be the capital of the world.
耶路撒冷那时候也会成为整个世界的首都。
Look at Jeremiah chapter 3.
再翻回到耶利米书的三章。
And verse 17.
17节。
At that time, Jerusalem shall be called the throne of the Lord, and all the nations shall be gathered to it, to the name of the Lord, to Jerusalem. No more shall they follow the dictates of their evil hearts.
那时人必称耶路撒冷为耶和华的宝座，万国必到耶路撒冷，在耶和华立名的地方聚集，他们必不再随从自己顽梗的恶心行事。
So, and the whole world is going to They're going to come to Jerusalem and they're going to pay worship. They're going to worship the Lord there at Jerusalem.
所以万国那个时候都会来到耶路撒冷来向神来敬拜，他们都会来到耶路撒冷。
The Lord Jesus also, he's going to rule over those nations with a rod of iron. His rule is going to be very strict.
同时呢，主耶稣会用铁杖来辖管万国，所以他的管制呢是会非常严格的，在千禧年的时候。
We read Revelation chapter 19 and verse 15.
在启示录19章的15节。
Where he himself will rule them, it says, with a rod of iron.
有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们。
All rebellion will be put down.
所有的这个悖逆、叛逆的人都会马上被击垮。
Every crime punished.
每一个罪行啊都要被惩罚。
There would be no getting away from justice during his reign.
在他统治的这千禧年里面，没有什么罪行可以逃脱正义的审判的。
And the beautiful thing is that the righteous are going to flourish in the world.
就是这公义啊会遍满全地啊。
Right now, the unrighteous, they're treading down the righteous people.
但是我们现在所处的时代呢，是这不义的人呢，在把有正直的义的人踩在脚下的时候，我们现在的时候。
But then the righteous are going to flourish there. Psalm 72 and verse 7.
我们可以看到诗篇的72篇的第七节。对，那个时候呢，义人要发旺了。
In his days, that's referring to the Messiah when he comes. In his days, the righteous shall flourish an abundance of peace until the moon is no more. And he shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth.
七节和八节，在他的日子，这个就是基督再回来掌权的日子，义人要发旺，大有平安，好像月亮长存。他要执掌权柄，从这海直到那海，从大河直到地极。
And now turn back to the book of Revelation again.
我们再翻回启示录。
I know we're going through these scriptures very quickly, but it will give you, it'll give you a guidance as to the events that happens that you can study closer for yourself.
我们知道我们今天这个翻经文啊查经文比较快，但是 Eric 说他会给大家一个概览啊，会告诉大家这个整个这些事情发生的这个顺序，要发生哪些事情，他会到时候会给大家这样一个东西。
Now, chapter 21 of the book of Revelation, verses 1 and 2.
启示录的21章一和二节。
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride or adorned for her husband.
启示录21章1到2节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐等候丈夫。
That city, that great heavenly city coming down, and it's named after the bride. It's like it's beautified by its occupants.
所以这个属天的大城啊，从天而降大城呢，它的命名呢是以它的心腹来命名的，是因为的心腹是它的荣美啊，是它泛化散发这个荣光的。
It would seem that there is an earthly Jerusalem where a new temple is going to be built. But also there's the heavenly Jerusalem which comes down and like the moon, a satellite hovers over the earth.
那个时候啊，地上会有一个耶路撒冷啊，就是现在地上的耶路撒冷城，而且那个圣城呢会有一个圣殿，然后同时呢在天上还会有一个天上的耶路撒冷，就是新耶路撒冷，它像什么呢？像月亮或者像一个卫星一样悬挂在空中。
And then, as I mentioned, there will be a new earthly temple built there, and you can make a note, and you can read the details in Ezekiel chapter 40 to 46, gives the details of that new millennial temple.
我刚才也提到了，在先几年的时候呢，地上的耶路撒冷会有一个圣殿，这个圣殿的细节呢大家可以记下来，然后自己去看，就是以西结书的40章到46章，可以看到这个圣殿新的圣殿的细节。
Now, Turn to Romans chapter 8.
我们翻到罗马书的八章。
Romans chapter 8 and verse 19.
19节。
For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God.
受造之物切望等候神的众子显出来。
What this means is that when the sons of God, that is you and me, brothers and sisters, when we have been revealed as in our perfect state, then the curse is going to be removed.
嗯，那这里面的说的这个神的众子啊，就是你和我，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，就是指我们。当我们在我们的完美的状态下显现出来的时候呢，咒诅就被去除了。
It's not that we remove the curse, it's because the Lord Jesus comes in his power and glory, and we with him, we are revealed at that time, and the curse will be removed.
嗯，这不是说我们去除了这咒诅，而是说那个时候呢，就是主耶稣基督带着他的权柄和荣耀再来地上的时候，也就是我们这些神的众子显出来的时候，那个时候咒诅就被去除了。
And verse 21 explains it.
21节呢就进一步的解释了。
Because the creation itself, where there's so much corruption, is also going to be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God.
但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制，得享神儿女自由的荣耀。
Just as you and I will be freed from every bit of corruption, every bit of sin, and be completely in new bodies of power and honor and glory, so the world is going to be experiencing something very similar.
就像那个时候你和我都会再也没有一点点的罪，没有一点点的败坏了，我们是完全有一个荣耀有能力的圣洁的一个身体一样，那个时候的全地的受造物也会是这样一个进到一个这样的状态。
So now we had a quick look at the millennial period. It's going to be a glorious time.
所以刚才我们就快速的看了一下这个千禧年会是一个什么样的场景，那将是一个荣耀的一段时期。
But we like to look at in the few minutes that we have left at the final earthly rebellion and the judgment that follows.
接下去呢，我们花几分钟来看一下最后这地上人的这个背叛啊，悖逆，以及最后的这个审判。
Now, during the millennial period, it's such a perfect time. It's difficult for us to see how sin and rebellion could develop.
因为千禧年这个时期呢，是如此完美的一个时刻，我们都没法看到到底什么是罪，什么是背叛。
The earth, everything's going to be perfect. The environment will be absolutely perfect.
一切都是非常完美的，整个环境都是完美的。
The government, perfect.
政府也很完美。
We have long life and peace and safety.
我们都是主享长寿的，都到处都有平安，都有和平。
And great wealth for the inhabitants of the earth.
然后地也会有很大的财富出产出来。
So it's very difficult for us to imagine with those ideal conditions how sin and rebellion could develop at all.
所以在这样一个理想的状态当中呢，人们很难想象这个罪和这个悖逆是怎么发展的。
But it's God's final demonstration that there is no good within the human heart.
但是最后呢，神会向我们显明，我们人的心里是毫无良善的。
As Jeremiah put it, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it?
就像耶利米书三十一章说的，人心诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
And during those perfect conditions of the millennium, there are going to be people who although they acknowledge the rule of Christ, they have never received him as their savior.
就在这完美的千禧年的时期哈，也会有一些人呢，他们是承认基督的统治的，但是他们在心里从来没有把他接受为救主。
And they may be able to hide their unbelief.
他们可能把他们的不信呢藏起来了。
And take advantage of all the good things, yet in their heart of hearts, they have never believed, they've never trusted God.
他们就只管享受基督给他们创造的这一切好处，但是在他们的心底深处呢，他从来没有真正的相信过他。
And to discover who these are, the Lord releases, at the end of the 1,000 years, he releases Satan from his prison.
所以为了找出到底谁是这样的人呢，主耶稣在这个千禧年的末期呢，就把撒旦从那无底坑里放出来了。
Turn to Revelation chapter 20.
我们翻到启示录的二十章。
And verse 7.
第七节。
Now when the 1,000 years have expired, Satan will be released from his prison.And will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is as the sand of the sea.
那一千年完了，撒旦必从监牢里被释放，出来要迷惑地上四方列国，就是哥格和马各，叫他们聚集征战，他们的人数多如海沙。
Now notice that Satan goes out to the four corners of the earth. It would seem that the unbelievers have migrated as far away from Jerusalem as possible.
所以我们注意看这里面撒旦呢，他是到地的四方去迷惑啊，说明那些没有真正相信耶稣基督的人呢，他们是远离耶路撒冷，到了离耶路撒冷最远的地方去。
And there in the far off distant places of the earth, the unbelievers gather.
所以就是从这远离耶路撒冷的这些偏远的地方呢，这些不信的人就开始聚集了。
But it isn't until Satan approaches them and gathers them together and deceives them once again, that they begin to move toward the capital to surround the city.
然后等到撒旦到那边去迷惑他们，鼓动他们，诱惑他们的时候呢，他们就开始结成军队，就开始往耶路撒冷这个首都来进攻了。
Then in verse 9 we read, And they went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. But fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them.
第九节，他们上来遍满了全地，围住圣徒的营与蒙爱的城，就有火从天降下，烧灭了他们。
And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and they shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
第十节，那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
This is a terrifying event.
这是一个非常恐怖的啊，可怕的一个事件。
But it demonstrates two things.
但是呢，它表明了两件事情。
Number one, that there is no good in man, and man will fail the test no matter what the conditions are.
一个呢，就是表明人心里面是毫无良善的，不管这个外部条件有多么好，人总是会在这个 神的测试面前失败的。
And the second lesson is that God always judges the wicked.
第二点呢，就是神永远都要审判那邪恶的人。
And then comes the final event in time.
然后最后呢，就到了我们这个有限的时空里面的最后一件事了。
The great white throne of judgment.
就是白色大宝座的审判。
Then we read in, again in chapter 20 and verse 11.
我们接着看啊，还是这个二十章，启示录二十章的十一节。
Then I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
我又看见一个白色的大宝座与坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
There is even a more terrifying event is for to be found guilty and standing before the great white throne of judgment.
所以没有什么比这个事情更恐怖的了，就是你是发现你是有罪的，而且你要站在白色大宝座前被审判，这是最恐怖的事情了。
He says in verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God.
十二节，我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前。
Now the resurrections have already taken place.
这时候呢，就说明这复活都已经发生了。
The church has been taken to be with Christ and is now ruling in heaven with him in the New Jerusalem.
教会呢是早就已经复活，然后被提，然后和基督一起统治，是在这个新的耶路撒冷里面。
And we read earlier that the tribulation martyrs, they had been raised from the dead.
我们前面也读到，就是大灾难时期的殉道者，他们也已经复活了，也和基督一起作王了。
And at the same time, the Old Testament saints, they had been raised from the dead.
那同时呢，这旧约的圣徒他也死里复活了。
They had been promised a kingdom.
他们也应许了进到这个国度里面了。
So who the dead here are those that had died outside of faith in God and His Christ.
所以这里面复活的这些死人呢，就是那些不信的人了，是没有在不是在信心，在基督的信心里死了的人。
They died in their sins.
是在他们的罪中死了的人了。
They died under judgment.
他们是死在审判之下了。
But now they're standing before the great white throne.
现在他们站在了这个白色大宝座前了。
And the books were opened.
然后案卷展开了。
The books detail every event of their lives.
这个案卷呢，记载了他们生命中的每一个细节。
Every little thing has been recorded.
每一件小事都记在上面了。
Every sin, every thought has been recorded.
每一个念头，每一个罪，全部都记下来了。
But there's another book there.
这里面还有另外一卷书。
It's the book of life.
就是生命册。
Now, the books, it says there in verse 12, that the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
十二节啊，后面他说，死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And it says the sea gave up the dead.
十三节说，于是海也交出其中的死人。
How many sailors and people that had died in tsunamis and so on, and their remains are at the bottom of the sea. They gave up the dead.
所以有 历史在有很多的水手啊，还有在海啸中死去的人，他们的身体一直都留在海里，现在这海里把这些人也交出来了。
Death, that is the grave, the bodies of the dead, they came out of their graves.
死亡啊，就是那些从坟墓里面死了的人，埋在坟墓里面的人，他们现在也复活了。
And Hades or hell delivered up the dead that were in when it were in it.
然后阴间也交出其中的死人。
That is their souls. The grave was their bodies. Their souls were in hell.
那死亡呢，就是他们的肉身存放的地方，就是坟墓里。然后阴间呢，就是他们的灵魂存放的地方。现在他们的身体和灵魂又都结合在一起了。
Hell is not the final resting place of the wicked.
这阴间呢，并不是这个邪恶的人的最终的去的地方。
It's merely a holding place until that final judgment at the great white throne.
这只是在白色大宝座最终的审判前呢，先暂时关押他们的地方。
And then we continue verse 13, and they were judged each one according to his works.
然后第十三节的后半段接着说，他说他们都照个人所行的受审判。
And then it says in the end of verse 14, this is the second death.
然后十四节的后半段他说，这就是第二次的死。
Now, beloved, many Christians have died, but they'll only die once.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，很多基督徒他们也会死去，但是他们只死一次。
If we're born again by the Spirit of God, we have life and we'll never see death.
所以如果你是一个重生得救的基督徒呢，你就是有生命的，你永远不会看到死。
Never see the second death, rather.
不会看到第二次的死。
The Lord Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
主耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。
He who believes in me shall never die.
信我的永远不死。
I'm not quoting that quite right yet.
他觉得他没有
John 8:12。
我们翻到约翰福音的十二章。
John 11.
十一章，约翰福音十一章。
Verse 25, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.
复活在我，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了，也必复活。
And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die.
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Do you believe this?
你信这话吗？
Yes. So we will never see the second death, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们永远不会再见到这第二次的死。
And then just to prove, another book was opened. And that was the book of life.
只是为了再一次的印证证明一下啊，所以有第二个书卷展开，就是生命册。
And that book is searched carefully for the names of those that are standing before the great white throne.
这卷书呢会被仔细的查找，看看上面有没有记载了就是站在白色大宝座前审判的这些人的名字。
And whoever was not found whose name was not found written in the book of life, they were cast into the lake of fire.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
And then, of course, it comes now to the eternal state, the day of God, when the Lord Jesus offers up the kingdom to the Father.
现在呢，我们就来到了最后的这个永恒的状态里面，就是主耶稣把这个国度交在了父神的手里，也就是神的日子。
And there be a new heavens and a new earth.
那时候会有一个新天新地。
For the first heaven and the first earth have passed away.
因为原来的天地都已经过去了。
And there be no more sea.
也海也再没有海了。
It'll be peopled by a perfect people who will never be able to sin.
那其中所居住的人呢，就是一群完美的人，他们再也不可能犯罪的人。
And we'll walk, and we'll work, and we'll praise and sing.
我们会行走，我们会工作，我们会赞美，我们会歌唱。
The eye has never seen, Paul writes.
保罗说的，这是人眼所未曾见过的。
The ear has never heard.
耳未曾听过的。
The things, it's never entered into the imagination of man.
心也未曾想过的，就是我们从来也想象不到的。
The things that God has prepared for those who love him.
就是神为爱他的人所预备的这一切。
So, the eternal state then,Looking far into the future.
这就是我们所盼望的在未来的那永恒的状态。
Next week, the Lord willing, we're going to look at some concluding remarks. Mr. Summers will bring a message as well. We're not sure exactly how that will work, but we're going to just have just some practical things.And concluding remarks on the return of the Lord Jesus Christ.
下个星期呢，我们要对我们这个基督再来的这个话题呢，做一个总结啊。Harold 长老呢，也会给大家带来一段信息。我们会给大家一些可操作的实践当中的一些内容，并总结我们这个主题。
I can say.Personally, that I am looking more and more every day. I am longing for the Lord Jesus to come.
Amen.
我个人呢，我是每一天每天越来越盼望主耶稣基督再来。
All the hopes and dreams and struggles of this life are nothing, going to be nothing compared to the glory that will be ours when we come into his presence.
我们今生的所有的野心也好，盼望也好，挣扎也好，指望也好，跟着永恒的荣耀，他来的时候给我们带来的永恒荣耀相比都不算什么。
I'm going to turn the rest of our time to Mr. Summers for some concluding remarks and to maybe just close in prayer as well.
我们先把剩下的时间呢交给 Harold 长老，看他有没有什么。总结，并带我们做祷告。
Thank you. What we have had is a great overview of God's plan for the future.
所以我们今天学的呢，就是一个神对未来的一个计划的一个概览。
And if you're like me, it takes a while to get it all sorted out in the head, and some parts of it areEasier to understand, easier to believe than others.
如果你像我的话呢，我的脑子里可能会费点劲哈，把这一切都给整理出来。因为有些地方呢，会比另外别的地方呢更容易明白，有些地方会更难一点。
And for a long time, I found it very, very difficult to believe that after 1,000 years of righteousness and unimaginable blessing and prosperity on the earth, the people would turn against the Lord.
因为曾经有一段时间呢，我非常难以相信啊，就是经过千禧年这么完美的一个时间，神如此大的恩典啊，在这地上如此大的繁荣之后呢，居然还有人悖逆。
And I said to myself, what's wrong with those people? Don't they understand? Can't they see? Don't they have their eyes open?
我就说这些人到底怎么了？他们不能睁眼看一看吗？他们不能明白吗？
But the devil is a very skillful and accomplished and deceiving liar.
但是撒旦呢也是非常有技巧的很会欺骗人的。
And as Eric has already mentioned to us, the heart of man, Jeremiah says, is exceedingly sinful.
刚才 Eric 也提到了，就耶利米先知曾说过，人心极其诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
And one of the things that convinces me that that in fact is going to happen is that it happens today.
那有一件事呢，就是让我最终说服了我，让我相信，因为就是今天发生的事情，在我们这个时代发生的事情。
The message of the gospel is almost unimaginably wonderful.
因为这个福音啊，就是人难以想象的美好啊。
And we say, surely, 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 everyone is going to believe it.
我们会说，每一个人都应该一定会相信的。
But they don't.
但是他们就是不信。
And you say to them, all right, if you don't believe the Bible, what do you believe?
然后你就会问他们说，如果你不相信圣经，那你到底相信什么呢？
And they believe the unbelievable. They believe the lie.
他们却相信那些根本不应该相信，不能相信的东西，他们相信谎言。
And I think that the Lord allows this time, after the 1,000 years, in order to prove that the heart of man is wicked and deserves eternal punishment because it doesn't matter what position the Lord allows a people to be in, they still rebel against him.
所以主在千禧年的末期呢，经历这样一次检验呢，就是告诉人们这些邪恶人心里面的邪恶啊，他们是配得永恒的审判的。因为神不管把人放在一个怎么样的地位里面，怎么样的状态里面，他们依然是悖逆的。
And so I praise the Lord for His goodness to me.
所以我赞美神，赞美他对我的良善呢。
Because the truth of God was explained to me.And by his grace and mercy, I was persuaded to believe him.
因为有人把神的真理解释给我听，也因着神的恩典和怜悯，我被说服了，我接受了。
And I'm so glad I did.
我非常非常的高兴，我相信了这福音。
Our God is a good God, and others may not care.But we say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying for me.
我们的神是个好神，可能别人不在乎，但是我们要说，主啊，谢谢你，谢谢你为我而死。
Well, next week, Lord willing, a little bit of a summary of where we've been and some of the key things to remember. But praise the Lord for the truth of what we've considered this evening.We get to go to heaven to be with Jesus forever, and the devil's not going to deceive us anymore.
我们感谢神呢，今天晚上特别感谢神，我们信靠了耶稣，我们得救了。我们将来会一定会去天堂，撒旦再也不会欺骗我们了。我们下周呢会做一些总结，然后把我们以往讲过的要点呢再重点的回顾一下。
Amen. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Thank the Lord for His goodness.
我们一起祷告，感谢神对我们的恩赐。
Lord, we want to thank you so much for the wonderful plan of redemption and salvation, and we thank you that we got in on it.
主，我们为您这美好的救赎的计划感谢您，我们感谢您，我们也是这计划当中的一员。
Lord, help us to have patience with those who have not yet received the Lord, because the devil's lies are not very clever, but he is very convincing, even though he doesn't have very much argument at his disposal.
主啊，求您让我们对那些还没有信主的人能更有耐心一些，因为撒旦的谎言还是非常的有效，很有说服力的。他有他的技巧，会使人相信他。
Lord, our prayer this evening is not just thanks for having brought us salvation, but it is that you will help us tell others about the wonderful God who gave his son to save us and plans to take us to his home to be with him in eternal joy forever.
主啊，我们今天晚上不仅要感谢您救了我们，也求您帮助我们能把这好消息传给别人，那就是您爱我们，您要使我们回到您的家里，永永远远在天上跟你在一起。
Lord, may each of us be faithful and effective in telling others about the Lord Jesus Christ this week.
主啊，求您帮助我们在未来的这一周里面能够更加的忠诚又更加的有效的能够把福音把关于耶稣基督的福音传给别人。
And so we give thanks now and look to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
主，我们感谢您，也祈求您祝福我们，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, everyone. The Lord bless us.